This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in Lisbon on the first leg of her state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. She will hold delegation-level talks with her Portugal counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Prime Minister Luis Montenegro and the Speaker of Parliament José Pedro Aguiar Branco. The Mayor of Lisbon will also host a special event in her honour. President will also meet members of Indian community in Portugal, and she is likely to meet some Indian researchers and various universities and academic institutions. The Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana will be completing its 10 years tomorrow since its launch on April 8, 2015. Over 52 crore loans worth more than 32 lakh crore rupees have been sanctioned under Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana till date. The scheme was launched in 2015 to provide collateral-free loans of up to 10 lakh rupees to non-corporate, non-farm, small and micro enterprise, aiming to facilitate financial inclusion and empower entrepreneurs. Under the scheme, three categories of loans are being provided. This includes Shishu of loans up to 50,000 rupees, Kishore up to 5 lakh rupees, and Tarun up to 10 lakh rupees. Nearly 70% of mudra loans have been availed by women entrepreneurs, enhancing their financial independence and contributing to gender equality. The scheme has fostered a sense of self-reliance among marginalized groups by enabling them to sustain their livelihoods through entrepreneurship. Over the years, Mudra Yojana has reshaped India's entrepreneurial landscape, drawing global recognition as a model for financial inclusion. Union Minister of Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan has assured that the central government will collaborate with the Arunachal Pradesh government to resolve any obstacles hindering the successful implementation of the Rongoke Mega Food Park. The Union Minister said this during the site visit of the under-construction Rongoke Mega Food Park in Bandardwa yesterday. He pledged full central support for the food park, given the BJP's governance in the state. Once functional, the Rongoke Mega Food Park will mark a significant step for agro-industrial growth in the northeast. The union minister was accompanied by promoter Likha Maj and senior officials from the state and central government.
और खास तौर पर क्योंकि मेरी सरकार और मेरे प्रधानमंत्री का पूर्वोत्तर के राज्यों पर विशेष ध्यान है और प्रधानमंत्री चाहते हैं कि तीव्र गति से पूर्वोत्तर के राज्यों का भी विकास हो जिस लक्ष्य के लिए और हम लोग अग्रसर हो रहे हैं 2047 तक भारत को एक विकसित देश बनाने का उसमें बहुत महत्वपूर्ण योगदान पूर्वोत्तर के राज्यों का है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani on 27th April. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 25th of this month. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar held a meeting with Fiji's Health Minister Dr. Ratu Antonio Rabichi Lalabaluvu this morning. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that during the meeting they discussed ongoing health and medical cooperation of both the countries. The second phase of the first edition of Naval Commanders Conference 2025 began in New Delhi today. The conference is the apex level biannual event facilitating deliberations on significant strategic, operational and administrative issues among the top naval commanders. The Supreme Court today agreed to consider listing for urgent hearing the petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was earlier passed by Parliament after heated debates in both houses. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Legislative Assembly witnessed adjournment following a ruckus over refusal to adjourn the question hour to discuss the Waqf Amendment Act. As the House assembled for the day, the National Conference members, led by Nazir Gurezi and Tanveer Sadiq, moved a motion for the adjournment of the question hour to discuss the Waqf law, for which nine members belonging to the NC, Congress and a few independent members had given notice to the Speaker. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a three-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir. He inspected international border today and the BSF border outpost Vinay in Kathua district to assess the ground situation there. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.